You're listening to SBS News.
Nikki Jameson lost her serviceman son, Daniel, to suicide in 2014. It was a turning point in the former social worker's life, and she still feels the loss deeply.
It was and still is the worst experience that I've ever had to go through and had to live with.
Daniel was just 21 years old. As part of her own recovery, Nikki Jameson began researching moral injury, a new term for stress reactions in veterans and others making life and death choices. She defines moral injury as a violation of moral codes, which can lead to deep feelings of betrayal, anger, guilt, shame, and heighten the risk of suicide in serving and ex-serving military personnel.
So we're talking our doctors, our nurses, our paramedics, our first responders, even our volunteers in the bushfires that we've recently seen, as well as veterans. Anything that violates our core moral foundation can put us at increased risk of a moral injury.
She says moral injury is often mistakenly labelled as post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, which may explain why many veterans diagnosed with PTSD do not respond to conventional treatments. Greg Carter was diagnosed with PTSD after serving with the 6th Battalion of the Royal Australian Regiment in Vietnam in 1969 and knows of many suicides among returned soldiers.
It makes me extremely angry, extremely, to know that these are people who've served and given and had to take their own life. Very sad.
Mr. Carter is now running a rural retreat in country Victoria called Cockatoo Rise for retired soldiers, especially those struggling to manage their stress conditions.
Whether they served in any of the earlier wars, Vietnam, Malaya, Korea, Iraq or Afghanistan, it really doesn't matter. When you're in a war zone and you come home, your life is changed regardless of what position you've had. There's still a position where you were fearing for your life on a day-to-day basis. So that goes with you probably forever.
He hopes to support many, like himself, who are still haunted by memories of conflict.
The retreat isn't here to heal people. It's perhaps a place where it gives them an opportunity to talk with other vets. If I knew that what, you know, we were doing with the retreat has saved somebody's life, that's, to me, is what it's about, is being able to help in that way.
This year, Anzac Day will be commemorated differently for many, with COVID-19 restrictions forcing a ban on mass gatherings. The 71-year-old will reflect in his own socially distant way.
I will lay a wreath at our cenotaph here as a remembrance and a reflection on those that I have served with particularly.
If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 131 114 or Beyond Blue for support 1300 224636. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.